Hi, Jill. Hi, Bob. Good morning. Hi, Laura. Good morning, Lou. Good morning, everyone on YouTube. We're glad you have joined us. Good morning, Aaron. I like your scary raccoon picture.
Thank you. I was in loving memory of Ricardo. We used to have a raccoon in my apartment complex during the pandemic. And at first, he was a little, you know, grr, but afterwards, you know, he'd walk right up to you and take a hot dog out of your hands. So, yeah. Wow. I like raccoons.
I like all animals. Good morning, everyone in the Gompa that I haven't said good morning to yet. Hey, Carol. Hey, David. Hey, Monica. Hi, Elise. And while we're waiting for Geshla to arrive, feel free to settle in and settle your mind. Get yourself ready for Geshla's arrival and teaching. Good morning, Giovanna. Morning, Jessica, Susan, hi. Dan, hi. If I've missed anyone, hello. Naga, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, how are you?
Doing well, thanks.
I was just thinking you haven't posted a lot of your hiking and stuff today. I was just thinking.
Naga, say it one more time.
I was just thinking that I haven't seen your hiking pictures.
Yeah, I haven't posted much on Facebook lately. My dog and I go out walking a lot, but we've not taken any pictures. I thought I saw Patty and Hamet. Where did they go? Good morning, Emily. Ah, there's Patty and Hamet. I thought I saw you sign in. Good morning, Mary. Again, good morning, folks on YouTube. And feel free, if you have questions for Geshla, you can write them in the chat, whether you're on YouTube or on Zoom. And if we don't get to them today, I do keep a running list. So feel free to add those questions. Just as a joke, you can add questions. Worth has a bunch of questions. For those of you who haven't heard, we did start in-person Sunday morning meditation this morning. So we're offering it in-person here in the Gompa as well as on Zoom on Sunday mornings from 9 to 9:45. So that's something that just started this morning. It was a very good turnout on both Zoom and in person. So feel free to join us for that. It's silent meditation for about 45 minutes, but we break it up and have a session of seated meditation as well as then walking meditation here in the Gompa. And if you're at home on Zoom, you can either stay seated or do your own walking meditation at home. And then followed by an additional 15 minutes of seated meditation. And it flew by. It was wonderful. So join us for that. That'll be ongoing on Sunday mornings from 9 to 9:45. Good morning, Kathy and Andre. Morning. Good morning, Vincent.
Buen día, Ale.
Buen día, Alejandra. Gracias.
Gracias. Gracias y buen día a todos.
Oh, yes. And also another quick announcement is Geshe Tsongpo will be doing a Green Tara San Mandala at Elon University coming up in September. So he will be there on September 14th, 15th, and 16th. There's an opening ceremony on Wednesday, the 14th at 9 a.m. And then he will begin the San Mandala forming that. And then he will do that Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And the doors will be open and available able to go in at 10 on Wednesday and Friday. And then at Friday at 3, sorry, I'm trying to do this fast in case Keshla gets here. And Friday at 3, there's a closing ceremony. So that's another amazing opportunity as well. There's more information on the website.
Vale. Mira el día que estoy en la Patagonia. Para ver.
Keshla is here.
So please turn to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. And we'll start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Page 34. Te ata om ne mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om ne mune maha munaye soha. Te ata om ne mune maha munaye soha. Now the verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha, also on the page 34. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, asa samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha.
Okay, now the 4 measurables also on page 34, 3 times in your language. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37 in the same book, and we'll recite the verse of praise and mantra for Chen Reisig. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chen Reisig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om mani te me hum.
me hum. Om mani padme hum. Om mani padme hum.
The verse of praise and mantra for Green Taro, page 37. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara.
Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu re soha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Now turn to page 34. And Geshe will lead us in the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje Chodan Soje Chonon La Chanjo Vanon Lan Dage Chishin Jebe Sanam Je Andrala Benjo Sanje Chodan Soje Chonon La Chanjo Vanon Lan Dage Chishin Jebe Sanam Je Andrala Benjo Sanje Andrala Sanje Chodan Soje Chonon La Chanjo Vandon Dan Dage Chishi Jebe Sunan Jan Dola Pinja Sanjan Dobara Tada Lame Vizam Yaji Omada Jajela Chichi Chola Chawaja Mama Sanja Sura Rubu Chichi Devi Vati Tashiri Tabe Chichi 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 Namo alaya geta luta nijin ke tupo tata miye ke nanda tuwa kunje tona chisama tamje keto dake che ten to kange tuze nye su ne tawa tamje bange ya dame chune nende ma kutan te ma cha ten oh yeah good morning good morning good morning Good morning. Oh, yeah. Good morning. Some people on Zoom, welcome back. Oh, yeah. So, any questions?
Yes, Geshe. There's several, and we could.
Should we like fast? Maybe meditate a little bit. Meditate.
Yeah.
Let's go. Linda, I'm going to give this to the small girl there. Maybe which one's better? This one. Now let her choose between these two. This is probably like sleeping. Oh, so maybe we'll meditate like 10 minutes or something, like 10 minutes or something. Thank you, Nina. Oh, yeah. So, of course, meditation is all about the mind. You know, it's not much about the physical body. It's about the mind. Whenever we feel like that, your mind is like murky, you know, water that's not clean. Or the dust in the water is not settled down. So the best, I think one of the best meditation is like focus on something that is not this or that, no? Like, more like space. According to the teaching, it's called like appearances that is not this or that. Appearances, this is not that or that, this or that. Means there's no shape, there's no color. You can't say, oh, this is that. There's no like, nawa. Nawa means appearance. Pimpi means you can't pinpoint, oh, this or that. That sounds more like space. So be aware, So that should be the object. To be aware or focus on the space. Nawa pimpis. First, let me explain. Nawa pimpis, appearance. This is not particular this or that. Nawa pimpis. Reto. Rewa. Expectations. They become obstacles. Expectations, they become obstacles. Talk, concern. Concern that kind of ties you back into the past. Concern that kind of brings you deep into the future. Concern basically means just to be present. That means like if you have concern about past and the future, then it's hard to be present. Hard to be in the moment. It's very difficult to be in the moment if you have so much concern. That kind of ties you into the past and brings deep you into the future. So that becomes obstacle. So now I've been doing how one should focus object like Nawa Pimpi or space. The best way to focus there on that or be aware or be focused on that is like have best zero expectations. Expectation of outcome. Should not worry. Should not have any expectation. They become obstacles. Worries, concern, should not have. That's the way to focus, no? Without concern, without expectations, then focus on that. Now, there's nothing to analyze. Oh, what is that? There's nothing to investigate, nothing to analyze. Just be. Okay, so maybe next 10 minutes. 나와 PMP. Are you able to focus? So then meditation shouldn't become like that you are blacked out. Shouldn't be like that you are fainted. Need to be fully aware. Jadam, jal means fainted, you know. Probably you faint, probably that you are not really, you can lose that moment ability to think very specific object. You can't when you faint. So in here, it's probably you are not thinking very specific physical object, but your focus is on more on space or appearance. There's something that is not specific things. It's just, you know, like appearances. So then, like, of course, like, sleeping. So then it's not good for us. You should not, you know, like, fall asleep. Need to be fully aware. So then we are not trying to stop our awareness. No, that's possible. That's almost impossible. No, we are not trying to stop. The awareness is very much alive. That you are being aware of the space. You are very much being aware because awareness is very much present in these meditations. So then mindfulness must be in present. Mindfulness has to be the present. So this is not any kind of mindfulness. Or like there are mindfulness, somebody asked, oh, do you remember how to get to the center? Yeah, then you also have some kind of mind. Oh, I know, take this, take here. Not like this mindfulness is a very particular one. It has three unique characteristics, this particular mindfulness. So why I'm explaining this? This is for the sake of knowledge. You know? So you need this very particular, unique mindfulness, which has three characteristics. One, object. Object here is like space. Second characteristic is the awareness is on the object. It's on the object. So they're kind of more like mindfulness on the object or remembering object of meditations. Here, object of meditation is like space. It's not like remembering somebody comes to ask you, oh, do you know, like, Donna C? Not like that kind of the mindfulness. Mindfulness that specifically remember the object. And the second characteristic, the third characteristic is like, the awareness is make sure that it doesn't get out of the object, If that goes to something, somewhere else, then you lose this very particular mindfulness. What's the downside? Then you have been carried out by, maybe you are in the flea market or maybe in the Whole Food looking for something to make sure this is not going to be like that. So this very particular mindfulness, which is three characteristics, it has to have object. It has to remember the object. It has to be on the object. It can't just, like, you know, like I say, like randomly wandering around. So that's not good. That's very particular mindfulness. Need to focus. And that focus requires mindfulness. That mindfulness is a very particular one, Almost like, how do you say, act like a piece of rope, object, elephant, the mind, awareness, like elephant, object, space. This particular mindfulness act like rope, tie the awareness on the object. You know, awareness like elephant, so powerful, so powerful. Once it gets wild, it gets really, really wild. You know, the mind, you can't underestimate. It's like the mind has so much power. Everything. Ability to like separate body and mind, all kind of things. It happened not due to the physical body. It happening due to the awareness. The awareness very much developed. You know, the concentration, the focus is very much developed. So therefore, sit there hours and hours and hours with full of joy, without any problems, you know. Like eventually able to focus for an out of 12 hours, ability to focus on the object 4 hours out of 12 hours. That's pretty good. That's pretty, pretty good. That's really good. So that kind of awareness, that kind of concentration is needed. So need this very particular mindfulness in order to you to succeed into these meditations. So then eventually what happens, then your meditation becomes like crystal clear still water. Understand? Crystal clear still water. There's the hope that your meditation beginning, thinking all kinds of things, slowly, you know, like when time goes by, so then all the dust settles down. Then there's hope that your meditation, even though you begin with many dust there, so eventually hope is that your meditation become like still, crystal clear, still water. Did you lose your awareness? No, you don't lose your awareness. You are very much aware. Don't lose your awareness. Now that awareness has become the tiny fish in this clear, still clear water, your awareness becomes like this small fish in these meditations. That fish has been very, very much aware, means that fish is navigating into that water without disturbing the water. It does not disturb water. What that means, it does not disturb your meditations. It's just going through that water, still clear water, moving there. It doesn't disturb the water. It doesn't move the water because so small, tiny fish. What that fish after the once your meditation become like still clear water, then what that fish is doing? That fish is now analyzing, absorbing your meditations. Are you going out of your object, or you are more thinking, or being become more hyper? So then from there, then you can do deeper meditation, such as like analyzing self, analyzing self. Everything begin from there, everything become attached. Then from there, my country, my people, my religion, my tribe. Then this goes on and on. That's exactly how life becomes so complicated. Not because somebody decided to make your life complicated, no. So, every day, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I think it's good. It's good to do these meditations. Just, rather than letting your all senses outside all the time, how to make your mind peace. It's very hard to make your mind peace. Not because your five senses are going out to the garden every day, all day long, seeing all kinds of things, seeing the things that you don't like, So then the meditation. So what happened now? Oh, thought rise. All kind of thought. All kind of thought. Right. What I should do, you can just simply being aware of thought. Namdo kangda kangjeba teda tini nyusungchas. Namdo thought, thought. Thought. Namdo thought, no thought. Whatever thought there rise, simply beware. Simply beware. No need to do anything. If you feel like you have to do something, probably you don't need to do anything. Just simply beware. Simply be aware. Thought of looking at your watch. How long it's been since we meditated? Simply being aware. When you start to watch your watch, how you say, look at your watch. Then you are not just simply being aware. You have been carrying out by their thought. So then that's like, if you do something, then you have been carried out. You are not just being aware of the thought. You have been influenced by your thought. Then, yeah, you are basically distracted by that thought. So there's more than being aware. Thinking about the refrigerator, didn't stand up, then go in there. So then you've been carried out. Just being aware. Namdo kangda kangje ba teda tini nyusung chas. Just being aware, that's all. Or you can fight, you can challenge every thought that rises, you can challenge. So that requires very strong mindfulness. So that this tiny fish needs to be very active. Make sure that your awareness doesn't get out of the object. The only reason that awareness gets out of the object, the moment that awareness engages into some other object, then you get out of the object. So that means now there's a great risk that water might become murky again. No, so am I making sense? So the thought, just think, thought are like as a very talented archer, will not miss object. The shoot, it will hit. Need to be keep that in your mind. Thought. It will distract you. So this is very precise. It's not like so that you need to be like swordman, well trained. So now what happens? Archers shoot arrows and you, because you are so skilled swordman, you stop each one of them, make sure it doesn't hit you, means it doesn't distract you. So that you have to be very skillful. You can't just go like this and go like this. No, you will be probably finished. You have to be very aware. You can't just go like, not like that. This is not a game. This is a serious thing. You don't have to challenge your thought. Once you feel like you have to challenge, you have to be like skilled swordman. Because what thought, these are like skilled archers. They won't miss the object. It will hit. So in that case, then you have to be very, very mindfulness, no mindfulness. Moment you distract, finish. Moment you distract, you'll be hit. Moment you distract. So that's how to challenge, you know. So there's choice. You have choice. Or sometimes then you are like awareness, act like the bird that's been trapped into cell, cage in the boat. Boat, ancient time they were boat, people go to oceans, they have pirate. The bird in the cage, that bird is, that, what do you call? Yeah, the big ship, they go, you know, they try to find the land, they have the bird. To find the land, so they release the bird. The land, so the bird will not come back, so they may have land to land. So that bird is keep in the cage. So that bird is desperately looking to get out. Does that sound familiar? Sometimes your brain is like that, like restless, that like want to think something. What you should do? Release. Don't think about buying another double fence cage. Don't think like buying stronger cage or like tougher cage. That's a mistake. Just let it go. Just release. Look at where it goes. Just look at where it goes. There is also meditations. Just let it go. How far it goes, where it goes. It's kind of flies around, nothing to land. It will come back because there's nowhere to go. It'll come back. So maybe gently then close. Close the case. So, you know. Because singing for it, Charon, Chonam Kunne, doesn't go here, it looks for all kind of place, goes all kind, basically looking for something or looking for something. Did you find anything? Come back. Because the boat is the only place to land. There's nothing else to land. Come back. Means your meditation is like boat. Then your awareness acts like the bird in the cage, just desperately trying to get out. Don't keep him there, just release. If you keep him there, probably you are going to make the water more murky, so then probably you are not going to enjoy meditation. It's become like stress, like a lot of stress, you know? Just let it go. You want to go to flea market, just let it go. Maybe there's no flea market. Maybe it's like Monday, it's closed. Anyway, so this is the whole, what is the purpose? Peace of mind. Peace of mind. Calm mind. There's a purpose. What is the purpose? Peace of mind. What do you mean, peace of mind? State of mind, there's no disturbing thought. State of mind, there's no disturbing thought. That's the definition of peace of mind. The moment your thoughts get disturbed, peace of mind is just between your lip. It's not here. So, maybe time, you know, every day, like time to find you, whenever, whatever time you find, so then, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just try. Be aware, that you can guide yourself. Call your name, John. Next 2 minutes, very gently, kindly, next 2 minutes, sake of your own peace of mind, please sit down comfortably, just be aware. Of what? Where of what? Where of? You could say present moment, space, just be aware. That's all. And just then see what happens. See what happens. Now, if you never try, then you can't tell what kind of experience. You need to try. Huh? Then see what happens. You know, maybe you become good at it, then slowly you become better and better and better. So then that's good. or thought pops up, just be aware. Huh? What is the best way to focus? No expectation, the best, no concern. That's exactly what it means, be at the present moment. That's exactly. Moment you are worried about something, you are not, you cannot be the present moment. It's impossible. If you have like a lot of expectation, it becomes distractions. Huh? Being at the present moment, that's exactly what it means. Huh? Being, tell you, being aware of the space. Then, thought pops up, simply be aware, do nothing. Make sure that you have this particular, unique mindfulness. Three characteristic: object, being on the object, not wandering. Oh, these are part of, these are three characteristics of a very particular mindfulness. No? Just want to share, so maybe you can try at home. No, so it doesn't cost you anything. It's all organic, free. So, and please make sure that, you know, make sure that there's something you can do. It's not something, there's nothing you can do. Make sure that you are there 100%. 100%. I don't feel anything. Maybe you are not there. You are not there. You are just, your body is there, but you are gone. Your body is there. Your awareness is gone, you know. Then it's not good, you know. Okay, just be aware, okay. So then, like, once your meditation becomes like clear, still water, then there's like, you can do deeper level of meditations. So what is the result of that? Oh, when you come out of that meditation, before you react, everything you react so quickly, everything that you experience, you react right away. Now you take your time. You don't react. Take your time. Oh, God. Tadara Komni, six senses. These are pretty much physical things, six senses. There's pretty much, you know, a particular five senses, that's pretty much related to the physical things. Huh? Pain, physical. Pleasure, physical. It's not mental. Tata komne tso choki yudu nawa. So then, whatever the interaction you do to five senses, that's what we do. We interact with the true five senses. You are taking your time, and you are looking at very closely, analyzing. That's the result. You're analyzing. Somebody says something, you see something, you don't react right away. You take your time, you analyze. You are precisely calculating outcome. That's why you analyze. You are precisely calculating, aiming on the outcome, not reacting right away. Outcome, you probably have no clue. You are probably hoping good outcome. It's like other way around because of the way you reacted. What is the benefit of analyzing thoroughly? What is the benefit? You may be able to see the reality. Reality means you probably go beyond projections, your mental projections. You probably, there's possibility you could see beyond your mental projection. That's where the reality lies. Make sense? See something, you project. How much you project? Maybe probably 90% you project. Now, can you see the 10% clear? Are you seeing just 10% or 100%? If you are seeing the 100%, you are not seeing the realities. You are seeing more than realities. So then, not just that, then you start believing in that. Then, pretty much finish. That's the there's a possibility you could see something beyond your mental projections. That will protect you from the trouble. That will protect you from the troubles. Huh? So that's the benefit. That's the benefit. You learn how to take your time for analyzing thoroughly or maybe calculating very precisely, calculating what you're seeing. Realizing you are seeing piece of colorful rope. What you're seeing is piece of peaceful, piece of wonder. What you're seeing is colorful rope. That's what you're seeing. What your mind is projecting, that piece of colorful rope is like rattlesnake. Snake. Not a snake. Now what do you see? Now you see a snake. Of course you see the snake because your mind programmed to see snake. What is the reality beyond, your projections? Piece of colorful rope, you don't see that. You don't see. That's the reality you don't see. What is the downside? Fear, anxiety, stress, of course. Why your mind projected that is snake. Then you start to believe in your projections, not just seeing, believe. What is the best way to overcome the, from that fear or stress? Find out, is there snake or not? Probably need better light. Maybe a piece of stick, move. The moment you find out there's a rope, all this fear is gone. All this anxiety fear is gone. What happened? You found the fact. You managed to go beyond your mental projection. That's what happened exactly. That's what happened. Similarly to the self, the way you experience self, John, where you identify yourself, John, is this like something reality or is this something that you projected based on your physical appearances, based on your hairdo? Here, no hair. that is identified with the hair here, no hair. So, are we really seeing the self more than we should see? Is this why this life gets so complicated? Because the way you identify yourself, and maybe ultimately probably there's no real clue. Is this important to analyze or not? Is it important to analyze or not the way you identify yourself? Am I doing the same thing like to self with like a piece of rope? Maybe. So time to find out. Okay. In order to find that out, your meditations need to become crystal clear, still water. There cannot be too many fish. It has to be only one fish. If there are too many fish, the water will be distracted. There should be one fish. That's your awareness. That's your awareness. It's not huge like dolphin or like whale. Tiny. Very much alive. Telling yourself, beware of the space. That's how your meditations become like clear, crystal, still water. All this dust before is all different thoughts, all kind of thoughts, like bombardment of thoughts. It's all in the bottom. Okay, maybe try like maybe day to day, like try 5 minutes, 2 minutes, okay? Anybody sleeping? Anybody's on Zoom, they are following your head down? Because they're bored of the Gigi Galaxy Mickey Mouse talk.
We're almost out of time, but Geshe, a student did ask if you could discuss and help us visualize the unity of bliss and voidness.
In, bliss.
Yeah, in 2 minutes.
Done. Voidness. Unity. So that's what, what is the other question?
Another question from a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about suffering and there was the suffering of old age. A student said, why is old age suffering? She does not experience it that way.
Maybe she's a fortunate one. So, I think what suffering, so I'm not sure what kind of image you're getting. That's why I started to use word complications. It doesn't mean pain. Aging doesn't mean pain. It's complication, right? So the Four Noble Truth, so when I look at the First Noble Truth, even though it says no, it's worded like truth of suffering. The Buddhism, according to Buddhism, suffering has nothing to do with the pain. It's not pain. It's not just talking about physical pain, mental pain. Complication. This is like there's complications. Sudden complications comes with the human package. Birth, you know, so like there's complication. Birth, you know, giving birth, there's complications. That you are, if you are being born, that's complications, not, you know. Yeah, so then growing up, that's complications. It doesn't mean suffering, it means simply mean complications. So then getting sick, another complication. Then eventually, everyone. Nobody's above death. Everyone eventually die. You know, whether you accept or not, that's the fact. It's nothing to do with the religious. Religion, you know, that's just the fact. Huh? So then losing close one, that happens. It really happened. It's only a matter of time. It will happen. Now you can't pretend it's not going to happen. That's going against the fact. And like, meet you guys, will encounter someone that you don't like, part of the package. It's complication. Will happen. It's only a matter of time. Looking for something so desperately, no guarantee. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that you'll find. So, need to be aware of the fact, you know. So, then you blame yourself. Oh, you are such a failure. You know, you didn't do this. Would have, could have, should have, all kinds of things. No, there's no guarantee. There is no guarantee. You can work so hard, may not find the what you're looking for. There's a part of the life. Just simply accept. Doesn't go again. No, there's a part of the package. Living with such a minimum, feeling of loneliness. Loneliness. That's part of life. It's not like, it's not just you. Every human experience that. Early life, mid life, end of life, somewhere there. So once you are reminding yourself this out through review meditation, analytical meditation, in daily basis, you remind yourself, once it happened, you are not shocked. You are fully aware it's going to happen. It's not for you, it's not surprising, it's not shock. You look at the mirror. So I look at the mirror to shave my, what do you call, mustache. I see one white hair, just a single one. I just keep there purposely. See, oh, they never happened there. It's not there before. It's now showing something here. Interesting, one right here, one just single one, white. appear long one. This object of my meditation here. I just keep it there. One here, one just here. Not here, one here. One same side. There's just only one long one and here long one. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, you know. So that's part of the packet. So then every day, you know, every day. So that's not the Linda is not suffering. So sorry, you know, if I said suffering, it's more like complications. You know, so samsara, six realms, no matter which realm, relatively one is better than another one, but all of that has complications, its own complications. Dissatisfaction. So I'm the only one, I feel so unfortunate because maybe I'm the only one who is not satisfied. Wrong. Ignorance is wrong. If you are not liberated from samsara, you will be dissatisfied. So here, there, oh, never, never. Uncertainty. Oh, like, I wish that, you know, our friendship will be forever, like permanent. There's no guarantee. There's no guarantee. Things change. Tutaring, you two beings, today's best friend. Almost you feel like you can give your heart to that person. Few unguarded word, tomorrow that person becomes your worst enemy. What that shows, there's nothing permanent. Everything changed. Accept the fact, you know. Not asking you to just blindly believe, that's the fact. Accept, you'll be better off. You'll be better off. Otherwise, you know, so there's so much, you know, problems. Very good questions. Another one? What time is running out?
Probably time to end.
Time to end, okay. Sorry, you talk too much. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody on Zoom. Thank you. Thank you, children, fascinating people back in Patagonia. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Please turn to page 246 and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva while keeping in mind all those on our prayer list and those whose names have been given to us. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth. Those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains. For as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I truly remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers on page 244 for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And the long life prayer for Sarah J. Kenshin Rinpoche, Jusen Losen Dalok. The one who, on page 245, the one who mastered speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, received the name Awatare, the one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Blessed Boy, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And 244, the long life prayer for Lama Zompa Rinpoche. You who uphold the steward's moral wife, who serve as a bountiful bearer, sustaining, preserving, and spreading non-gnostic Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Sayer of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And of course, for Geshe Gelug and Geshe Sampo's, long, happy, healthy lives. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. And also, all of us, it's good to remember. So when we come here, it's, everything's ready. So there's a lot of people, you know, take care of things. That's why we don't need to do anything. Just come here. Linda, Domasi, the media, so person I'm going to see, or Aaron. So the many of the people on the board, outreach program, treasury, director, golden director, and like, all of this, you know, they had like hours and hours of meeting, pure voluntary, to make sure that we feel comfortable here, you know. So then people who take care of the garden, you know, there's many people, like wonderful people, you know. So I just come here, talk, that's all I do, you know. Everything else done by other people. So, you know, I pray every single day. Every single day I pray for their family, you know, for their long, healthy, happy life. That's like something I can do, then I can do it well. So this I do every day. So then please remember their kindness, okay? So thank you very much. And all of you have a wonderful Sunday. All the people on Skype, we have wonderful Argentina everywhere. Bye-bye.
Gracias,
Ali.
Gracias, Gisela.
Gracias, Alejandra.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you. Have a nice week.
No meditation today, but we will do it next Sunday.